right, good morning. Welcome to another edition of the Coffee Break. Doug with you again this morning. Welcome back. Today's Friday. I know that you're excited, and I'm excited that you are riding along with me this morning. I know yesterday we took a little break. I actually repeated verse 12 of James chapter 4 when it talks about God as the lawmaker, the judge, and also the savior from the law's punishment. And but I spent a lot more time talking about the protests that we've been seeing. And through that, hopefully I didn't distract you too much, repeated that one particular verse, but we're not going to repeat today. We're going to actually move forward where we need to be. So today we're going to take a look at James chapter 4. We'll start with verse 13, and we will finish the chapter 13 through 17. So if you have your copy of God's Word, read along with me this morning. Here we go. Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such and such a town and spend a year there and make trade and make a profit. Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. So whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him, it is a sin. All right, here we go. So this is talking about boasting about tomorrow. Who knows what tomorrow holds? We don't. We can make plans for tomorrow, and those plans are okay. But if we are in our arrogance talking about what we are going to do tomorrow, the amount of money we're going to make tomorrow, the things that's going to happen in our lives tomorrow, as if we truly know what those are, then we are boasting, and that's not a good thing according to Scripture. James here is very direct. In the translation that I read, says, come now, all right? In your translation, it could say, now listen. In other words, go now. It's the same construction found in verse 1. Of the next chapter, which we will talk about soon, all right? And he's talking about a businessman in this case. The offender attacked James is a fairly typical businessman who makes plans apart from God. You know, he has travel plans. We'll go to this city or we'll go to that city. And we're very confident of our schedule. We'll spend a year there. And in self-centered in relationships, we'll carry out business and we'll make money. And so that's what he's saying. In other words, you have people that have that attitude. We know what we're going to do, and we know how long we're going to stay, and this is the way it's going to be. And when in reality, we have no idea what tomorrow is going to hold. And we've even seen that in our world today, have we not? I mean, did you think that a year ago that we would see Israel at a war? Did you think a year ago we would see our college campuses basically lit up with protest against America and Israel? I didn't think so. So maybe we need to think about how we approach the day. James is saying, why do you not even know what will happen tomorrow? What is your life? All right? It's only by the grace of God that you're alive today, by the way. The key to avoiding this is to maintain a very godly perspective. Instead of making big plans on our plane, we must expand our view to include God's vision of the future. So, in place of all that boasting, maybe we could say, if it is the Lord's will, we'll do this or we'll do that. It doesn't sound too fun, does it? All right? But in reality, if our priority is God's will, if our priority is making sure that God is first in our lives, then the result of that is, hey, it's okay. Whatever God allows to happen. I have been looking for a couple of positions for a long time now to fill in the place that I work. And it's just not been happening. And you know, yesterday, and even before I sat down and really read and studied these verses, yesterday I said, you know, this is a God thing. If he wants a particular person in a particular place, He will provide that person. Even though we've done all of our due diligence, even though we've done all of our best efforts to find that perfect position, that perfect feel for a position. So when in reality, it's a God thing. It's God's will. Whatever God wants. And then I need to make sure that I don't get into a hurry. So let's talk about what it says at the end. He, in verse 16, says to boast and brag is evil. In verse 17, he says, if anyone knows the good he ought to do and doesn't do it, it's a sin. To attain spiritual maturity, a believer must do the good that he knows now, and he must stand confidently on God's word in trials and in temptations. He must compassionately serve others. We must have no favoritism, but we must, through faith, speak carefully with a controlled tongue, be wise, and have a cultivated thought. We must submit to God, the lawgiver, the judge, and even amazingly, the sacrifice for our sins through Jesus Christ. So our boasting, our speak out of arrogance, all that needs to go away. And we must approach every day if it's the Lord's will. Think on these things. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. God bless. Bye-bye.